Kindergarten, Saturdays 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Revolution Radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning, warning.
We've got to stop them. They're going to kill us all.
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Rest, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Oh, mute. Muted Mike. Mike did. And that would be me, your host, Bill Grant. I have a little bit of asthma, a little out of breath. It's not really asthma. Kind of on and off lately. Plus, I've been running around. But anyway, welcome to the show. It is Argon. The show is Argon. I am the dreamer, Bill Grant. I also do Dreamer, the show Dreamer, tomorrow night. But right now, we're on Revolution Radio at revolution.radio. Tomorrow, the same thing. Both are 10 to midnight. And right now, it's 10.03 p.m. So it's 10.03 p.m. station time, which is the East Coast time. And I always add, of North America, at least, right? Probably other planets, too. It depends how you line up. And actually, I mean, I'm kind of disturbed right now. No, not that way. I managed to check into host chat to see Mr. Rowe's news about a friend of mine, much more of a friend of Mr. Rowe's, but someone I've personally known, seen, talked to, had dinner with, and a bunch of things, and kind of lived in his house without him knowing for like, I don't know if it was 5 days or a week. It might have only been 3 days. I don't know. It's probably 5 days, maybe six. I couldn't go the full seven. I don't remember. But Sean David Morton, SDM, I think, wait a minute, let me see. Let me make sure, like, I think he died. Pretty sure he died recently. I don't know if it's today or probably today. Or Mr. Rowe just found out today. And these damn mosquito bites. Oh, my ears here. I'm still kind of reading it. All right. As a matter of fact, it kind of jumped from where I was. All right, let me move this stupid screen thing. Sean David Morton. Okay. Let me see. Basically, Mr. Rowe is enduring the suffering and pain of the crazy things in this realm. And is very saddened by the news. It was definitely a good friend of his, for sure. And let me just make sure I read this all right. I don't think there's any way I could have misinterpreted it yet. Yeah, poor Melissa. Yeah, I knew Melissa. I bumped into, you know, both of them were together a lot. And she was at the events and stuff like that a lot. With and without him, I mean, I think she did her own stuff too. I'm not sure anymore. But she was always at a booth, if not his, always around the booth. And, yeah. Damn it. See, this pisses me off. I wanted to have Sean on my show eventually. But I also wanted to clear the air with him that it was a chance, a partial chance, probably not, that it was me that the reason, it was the reason that Sammy, his cat, he was super angry about for years, got out and got killed. It was his favorite cat. Now, I've said this kind of here and there, and Mr. Rowe knew, maybe he told him. Maybe he heard me talking about it, you know. Yeah, maybe Melissa told him, I don't know, but basically, I was hanging out with this girl, Annalisa. I probably should have said her last name, not her first name. And basically, this blonde woman that knew him, watching his house, babysitting the cat and house while he and Melissa were on a cruise, and damn it, it's because of coming in here that it's harder for me to even talk right now. It's not because of allergies from outside. Last 4 days in a row, there's just something in here. The cats, I'm extra allergic to the cats or something. They've been dusting and vacuuming extra or something. And the woman in here doesn't smoke anymore, so that's not it. She's doing the lily lollipop thing, rot your teeth out instead of your lungs kind of thing to hold back the urge of smoking. But I went to a bunch of events. I met her. We were supposed to. I was kind of seeing a couple, I don't know, a few girls at the same time. We were supposed to get to know each other. Got to know each other and some backstories. No, I never slept with her. I don't want any rumors for anyone who knows. I never. We slept in the same bed, but there was no anything else. Okay. That's irrelevant anyway. there's a story there, but it's not too much to go over anyway. And I said her first name when I shouldn't have. But the thing is, we went to a hotel. She wanted me to stay longer before getting my plane flight home from California, and from there, me and her went to San Francisco and looked at a whole bunch of places, her old places she used to live, and for memory's sake and everything. Ended up at a hotel staying over longer so she can show me more the next day. And then I really had to catch the next flight out there or somehow stay. And we had to get back for Sean and Melissa's sake. And she had to get back and I had to get back. It was either she went to ask them. They told her, you know, I don't know, use her own judgment or something like that. And don't bother them if it's something she thinks they will agree with once she tells them later after the cruise. They didn't want to be interrupted during the cruise. He was going to be on air, on radio and everything else, on video, meeting his fans and everything, plus enjoying the cruise. And he trusted her. He said, don't worry. If it's something like an emergency, then call. And she almost interrupted his cruise. It was at night, too, kind of late at night, to ask him if I can stay there. She knew I knew him. We hung around talking, had dinners together, everything. You know, Sean was cool. And he was intelligent. He was an advanced being in many ways. He was everything he said he was. Everything. And I'm one of the ones who would know more than most people because I went to his house, inside his house. Stayed there and slept there. On the chair, on the couch, and the bed. And just watched his movies and TV and used the stereo. Kind of fixed the stereo. I had to fix it. And they had a nice system, man. The whole setup was nice. And it was kind of a small living room, but all the bookcases and all the kind of books I have and had and wanted. He had everything I wanted. He had all the things he ever said. You know, he was friends with Robert Potter and a whole lot more. And he had all the pyramid stuff. He had the pyramid hats. He had everything he ever said. All the wire mesh geometry things in his rooms, on the shelves and hanging from the ceiling. And he had all the law books. He had a law room. It was a room for law. That was separate from the other books and bookcases. I was loaded with a wall of bookcases. Well, you know, every kind of law book and everything else. And that's where he let the woman stay. And that was where her bed was. And, you know, he sold cats. He sold expensive sort of exotic cats. And they were all over the house, and they had to make sure they potted in the right place and all that, and never could go outside because he was breeding them to sell, maybe even overseas. You know, and basically they had to be from the home. You know, they couldn't have been the kind of cat that ever was outside. They were domesticated cats on purpose and all that. They had the little tree climbing thing, cat climbing thing and all that. Yeah, or right alongside the kitchen table, all kinds of things. But he ate like crap. He had like a mix of junk food or like a bunch of health food. But a lot more like just crap food. We all talk about it. We're all against of anyone in the alternative knowledge business, future stuff, everything. And that's why he was kind of overweight. He couldn't help it, but he did. He was a good person. He was very intelligent. He was advanced. You know, he just had that trouble. And I was there when he hurt certain people's feelings during the burns. It was a burn. It was supposed to be a comedy burn. He did the comedy burns. He was all dressed up as like a Knights Templar guy with the cape and everything. I think Laurie and Fenton was at the same time. one of the first few events I went out to in California to meet and talk to them and everything else, do the behind the scenes stuff. And well, before I get into that, anyway, right now it's 10:14 p.m., but it's the 30th. September 30th, 2023. We're heading towards that eclipse. October 14th, I believe I was told. I was afraid to test going on the net with this system. I'm sure I'm garbly right now, probably a little garbly, because I hear the station promo come in as I'm getting on, listening to the station. It doesn't come in clear. I know there's nothing wrong with the station, but that means it's probably going out the same. It's something you probably can understand what I'm saying without too much to worry about, but it's another reason I just can't really have guests on yet. And anyway, that eclipse is a bad omen, very bad omen. It's basically going to make a ring. It's going to leave the ring around it. Going to be awesome picture taking. You have to take pictures. Remember, the pictures of taking, you'd be taking digitally or not, especially digitally, I would think. No, nowadays, you're recording kind of omens and signals from space and time, kind of in a sense, and the implications and meanings of that moon, and that would probably be great for some. But after that, a bunch of bad things are supposed to happen. I'm going to check during the break of if anyone puts in radio host chat, revolution host chat, or sends any messages to me about the prophecies about that, what happens from that time on. But it starts to get crazy again, and things are already crazy, so more things will happen, maybe in Ukraine or Russia or China, whatever. And something new. Everybody thinks if it's the other side of the world, it's not them, and it doesn't matter to history. Now, that's completely false, and that's why they always have one over on you, like I always tell you. It's the absolute wrong belief, wrong attitude, completely, totally backwards and false. If the prophecy said there's going to be doom in the future and there's doom in Russia or just Ukraine, then the prophecy came true. Do you get it? It didn't mean your state in your country and your town was going to get wiped off the map in the Bible. They're talking about any general large place in the future. The future was going to be like pitted with disaster after disaster, war after war, till the final huge one. And huge disasters. And they tell you how it all ends. And I'm not like I'm not really a Christian anymore. I'm not that kind of a Christian, let's say, at the very least. So, but to get back to Sean, some people know the story. I mean, I don't know how much little more detail I can add, whatever, but it's sort of a tribute to him now. So it's Sean David Morin, spelled Sean is with, you know, S-E-A-N. And in other words, like seen, if you want to type it up. He did the Sands of Time books series and the verbal ones, the audio ones. And there are digital audio, you know, digitally audio. And I never got to see the last one, hear it. I had the first two. I think I had the first two. Pretty sure I had both. Hell, I think I lost one either way. And I know what the third one's about either way. I'm not sure I agree with it. I look at it as a certain possibility, absolutely. I don't really absolutely know the answer. It's plausible, as he puts it. And he didn't make it up. His books, he believes in. And A... See, we don't know if he did one of two things. It was exactly the way he said. A guy from the inside, time traveling, teleportation, deep secret black projects to do with Philadelphia experiment, everything else, UFOs and more, wrote him, handed him down his personal handwritten notes. I'm pretty sure they were handwritten. Maybe they were typewritten, though, the old-fashioned typewriter kind, though. That'd be different. But... and then told him what happened whenever he could. I may know the guy. And, or, Sean, because of where he lives in California and all the travels he went to, and because of his parents and his mom in particular, I think, all the stories that came down to him and all the people he met, and he met all the astronauts, whole bunch of astronauts and everything else. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Rowe, if you can hear me. And, he met a whole bunch of people, insider, you know, devil worship, this, kidnapper, hunters, alien this, alien that, everything. You know, he's seen the NASA stuff. You go down there, you see the rockets. You drive by NASA. I mean, you're just along the side of the road. Hey, there's NASA. Hey, there's where they launch a bunch of stuff. Hey, there's where they put a bunch down for people to look at. It's like... just go up and down the whole coast. It's just littered with stuff like that. kind of. It's more, I think, Southern California. And, of course, Silicon Valley is northern, although not complete upper north. And maybe just north of the center. I'm not positive. California is a long, tall state, let's say, practically the entire West Coast. But he's seen it all. He's seen them all. That's like Hollywood. He knows the actors and actresses personally. He knows inside of this and military that. And, that's where a lot of the secret bases are. That's where a lot of the secret tests are. That's where the reptilians and or at least the greys have underground bases, under the water, off the shore, under the ground, on their islands, all kinds of stuff. Tunnels and submarines can go through right under the land, all kinds of stuff. All the test experiment stuff, and not too far from Nevada. And so certain people we know that he knows. They're just really not sure. They just think maybe he pieced it all together. He gathered up all the information from everybody he talked to individually and then just pieced it all together and called it a science fiction, which it kind of is if you go by that model. But it'll be based on what he believes is reality. Basically, that's what everybody comes to the conclusion about. And to me, it was always we had the problem with the grays and other things. And ultimately, to me, it was the AI was the problem. Now, I know there's good AI, and actually, it's really good news to hear Solaris say that the good AI who believes in freedom specifically, where you can come and go to, at least astrally, coming and going, flying and so on from their home-built planet, you could say, who views this kind of tyranny on Earth, well, I believe it is AI in our local universe. I believe it's the drive to become just like them, probably the same AI, actually. Our people did all the rituals and did all the drugs and knew that was one of the ultimate goals to become like, and that's the purpose of evolution, and that they weren't going to let us block them or get in the way, us primitives. And we are compared to that for sure. And that's what they want to become. They want an immortal body. They want a physical immortal body. They want an immortal soul, too. But they know they have to keep coming back. They all know you have to keep coming back. And they all know the secrets of long life and health, regardless of whether it's only 60 to 100 years or 100 to 600, 700 years or 1,000 or more. They know they can't stay out indefinitely. And as far as everything I've gathered, all the so-called super beings that were trained the same way as our Masons and above basically could never permanently hold their ground in the upper levels. They could vanish in thin air and stay in what a lot of you would just call heaven in the higher planes. And just be a spirit or just leave and just never come back. And even have a high amount of PSI and psychic impact and everything else and control and influence. But it's still, regardless, they could not stay. Since they weren't actually perfect and they really, their lives were too good, it makes you not try to perfect yourself. It takes away the drive and the immediate demand to try to keep perfecting yourself and to keep learning the one thing you never learned. Let's say the difference between becoming God itself and being just a simple super being that can move planets with the mind is like just one single little fact you didn't think of. One, just one. But if you don't do it in 5 billion years... that's it. I mean, you had 5 billion freaking years. You didn't have to eat. You didn't have to pay for energy. You didn't have to pay rent. You just, what the hell took you so long? Figured everything else out. You got all the facts in the whole entire universe. You can see for freaking practically for infinity. But you still didn't have the time to figure out one little thing. You just wanted to hang on to the physical universe. You just didn't want pure love and pure light. You wanted your imperfection. Bam. Back into the physical world. Drop, 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 drop down, drop down, drop down. And then now you're stuck with the rest of us because you really didn't go through it pretty thoroughly. No one ever does. Everybody thinks they do, and everyone thinks it's put in the past, and, oh, I made it. Oh, thank God I made it to that level. Oh, thank God I made it to this level. Oh, this is awesome. Thank God I made it to this level. Oh, if I ever drop down again, I mean, I'll just come right back to this one and then move on, right? No. No. You're all suckers. Everybody's a sucker. You're all living in fantasy. Everybody is. The hard reality is you keep coming back until you're perfect. You keep dying and having pain until you're perfect. Unless the second theory is the second half of infinity is always, always a lot more pleasure than pain forever from there on. Hey, who knows? It's one of the main theories. So, but a lot of, every civilization drops, no matter how close to perfection they are. Every single one does. And whatever doesn't drop vanishes into thin air forever. Nobody ever knows what happens. That's pretty much the answer. So Sean was tied into, in a sense, these people that are run by those kind of thinkers. Well, that's their goals of the future, to have a perfect future, perfect city, perfect this, perfect that, crimeless this, crimeless that, perfectly advanced, perfectly quiet, no more war, no more anything. And they really didn't pay attention all through their lives. They don't really remember what it's like to go through what we go through on a normal everyday basis. They really don't. They might have a perfect memory, but they don't remember it right. They don't feel it. There's no drive there. So that kind of influence went into the Illuminati, whether it came from space through spirits, whether it came from UFOs that landed and gave them, or they left and got trapped. Some got trapped here and they tried to catch up to their past, and they got left behind, basically lost, left behind in an island, so to speak, island Earth. And then they thought, oh, well, we're super people. We better save all the knowledge and survive all these primitives and tribal people and barbarians. And you know what? We have the perfect goal. We're going to be just like our own civilization we just came from. We tried to teach some of these animals and maybe upgraded them a little. Yeah, let's use them as slaves. They're still animals. We did it for them. I mean, they're lucky to have a brain now. And yeah, we better torture them. That'll help. And they just kept it up. They just never let go. If they were that smart when they were dropped off here, dropped in their head here or whatever, then they would have just up and figured out what to do within 100 years and got it all done and got off the planet. Or they just always would have been perfectly safe and never had to worry about whatever we're doing. We just should have evolved naturally, mostly unhindered. And if they're going to hinder anybody, they should be hindering directly the criminals about to attack, about to rape, about to steal. They should kill them. Cut their head off. Sure, zap them with a lightning bolt. Whatever. I don't care. You're right. Do it. Eliminate all crime as crime develops on Earth, as Earthlings are evolving. Sure, whatever. Everybody will be afraid to hurt each other from then on, won't they? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, God was invisible that day. Oops. Oops, he was there. It wasn't a god. It was Anunnaki or whatever. Big head, big skull, gray head, whatever. A white person from space, an original RH negative, whatever. Doesn't matter to me. And No, they dragged it on so that their purpose was to eventually get back to space. What, 10,000 years later? 10,000 years. You're equal to us. You just were given extra knowledge when you were born. Silver spoons in the mouth. Some of you have the gold ones. And everything else. They're just psychotic killers. That's what you are. You loved the royalty. You loved being worshipped as gods. Or god connectors. The connection. Direct link. And the word authoritarian of God to tell you what to do and what not to do. And nobody knows what God is. It's like, it's one thing if they were to say, well, we genetically created you years ago from our own planet over there in that direction. And, you know, it has to do with things in your cell and blah, blah. And that was explained more directly, even though they didn't have too many words. There's still ways to just say it in a straightforward way. Oh, well, we didn't materialize you. I mean, well, with the beam thing we did, but No. It's like when you're born, there's eggs just like plants and seeds like over there. And, you know, you put the pollen on the seed. Oh, yeah. See, when the man touches the woman, it's automatic. We don't make it happen. But we knew what the process was. We looked at it and there were small pieces in there. And we took the pieces that made, you know, that were shaped a certain way, and we changed the shape. And made it so, you know, you could grow here. No, we didn't create this and we didn't create that and we didn't materialize the whole universe and we didn't make the galaxy. We're just more advanced. You, we just got it more advanced, learned, we got some better tools, could see really, really tiny things, and then we're finally able to manipulate them until we made sure you were born a special way, a different way than you would have been. Now you're more smart, but you know, where we come from, this is how we do things, and, you know, we don't believe in being bad, and we don't believe in these, so we're going to stop you if you do anything wrong. All right, they just tell us. None of this freaking mystery God from nowhere crap the whole damn time, and all this ignorant version, all the ignorant versions of it for infinity. So they spread it on, they kept, their goal was to go to space, create NASA, create technology, and eventually computers. And then a robot body and cyborg bodies, you know, and androids. And finally, the sovereign AI, like Solaris talks about. So basically, it's AI and or robots and or android. Okay. But basically, your robot can be any shape, no matter what. An android is a humanoid form robot. But the thing is, there's the merge of biology with nanotechnology that's kind of a gray line. It's a unified version of you're kind of biological. You're not really, because it's completely artificial later on. But so basically you're perfect and your body doesn't need food because it just generates free electricity, free energy on its own. And remember, replication is the real key to life, repeating and replication and memory and healing and healing. It has to have some kind of knowledge of how to fix itself, right? And cloning itself when you're having babies, it's basically a clone. You're making a copy. It's a copy. A digital copy is a digital copy. And that's part of the secret of life. Anything that replicates, duplicates, copies, replaces, mimics, that the whole body is able to do that. Everything to do with every cell in everyone's body, every organ, all the tissue, the brain, the mind thinks that way, the genetics work that way, healing works that way. Memory in itself is a duplication. It's a duplication. It's a repeat. And it's a storage of information. It's a replicating the past. The entire life secret is replication. So when you're able to finally get smart enough to create your own body by the use of your mind and tools, that's life. That future body, that android body or whatever. You see, everything is mechanical anyway. In one way, or you can define it that way, either way. And so the secret of life, see, that's the thing. It comes down to eternal life, and to get back to that super civilization status the Illuminati wants. And then that's why everything is created, all hell on earth. And that's why all the secrets happen. And that's why they were able to go so far with everything, because they tortured and maimed and killed and tested people and children and animals and hid things and stole, because we're barbarians. They have an ultimate goal, and we have no real good goal. So they created NASA. They created all governments. They created all religions. They used us as slaves in a money pit and everything else. I mean, well, you know, we end up with a money pit, our own version. But basically, it took them forever. Like, you know, if two kids or a group of people got stuck on a good enough size island, not giant or anything, but not too tiny, 200 years ago in a wooden ship, wooden sailboat, now they'd remember how to do everything. They'd remember how to make a boat. They'd remember how to make a sail and clothes. How long do you think it would take them to get back to recreating civilization on that island and maybe eventually getting a boat or big enough or sturdy enough one to get back to where they came from, or to move forward ahead where they hope there'll be actual more land with real civilization? It wouldn't be 10,000 damn years. They wouldn't have to enslave every native on the damn planet and then torture them on top of it. Keep everything hidden and create fake this and fake that and false knowledge and just create crime. Make people criminal. Just, no, you just go ahead and chop some trees down, find some vines and make some things out of leaves and, you know, weave a few things, eventually get some tools. A little better, not necessarily even hammers, but, you know, you bang rocks. You get a boat. You'd think super races would be able to just figure out where to find all the metals and, you know, use a fire to melt this and melt that. And they knew the pyramid of the secret vibration and all that, that, you know, it'd be pretty damn easy. It wouldn't take 1,000 years. It wouldn't take 10,000 years. It wouldn't take 2,000 years. It wouldn't take 1,000 years. It might take 100 years, a few hundred, maybe, depending on all the problems, time after time, waiting for just the right tools or the real good tools. Okay. And if they weren't hiding any secrets from their own people, themselves and everybody around them, they would figure out where all the elements are and all the food is and where the poisons are and where the water is and where everything is, gather up one tool, then a different tool, and they'd add one invention, then another. They'd bring it all together. They'd say, all right, let's build the flying saucer and get the hell out of here. We know it's that star. Let's go. We're out of here. You're getting away from these barbarians. They know how to, if they were super, super powerful, if they weren't downgraded criminals, they didn't hit their head on the way down, they wouldn't have had to try to stay here in lavish, super lavish, gigantic castles and super luxury. See, they're downgraded souls. And they created all these hells, and they did leave a whole bunch of meditation practices all over the planet. One version, another version, another version. Got broken up, got stolen, got some burned away and hidden away, and some found in caves, and some taught verbally over and over. Well, Sean ended up becoming friends with the extensions of all them outer groups we call the Illuminati, the Masonic types, and so on. Luciferians by some. I know the definition of Lucifer by many is not what the Christians say. And even the Christians say Lucifer and the great and morning star and the rise, you know, the whole, there's a few things about the bright morning sun and star and the star and the sun and different things. And it was implying Christ, and Christ isn't Jesus Christ, it's the Christ, and Christ is Christos, and all that crystal, which is crystal, you hold a crystal in the light, it shimmers, it reflects, it has light goes through it. And that's part of the cult practice. It's supposed to hold things up to the moonlight, but only at a certain time for an instant, or it depends on what it is. And it has to be made out of the right stuff in the right place. But then that gets a lot deeper, and who the hell knows? I don't know. It doesn't matter. I don't really know. Not absolutely. So Sean either met a whole bunch of those people, and they strung them along, or a lot of people were given illusions. See, the reptilian, see, there's the Nordics, the Greys, and the reptilians in his trilogy. And then, like, a whole, then it's kind of infinite after that. In a sense. See, they wanted the ultimate power. They wanted power again. They wanted civilization again. They always loved power. So basically our governments are run and created by all of them. And they had the secret society and the secret technology. And they met the aliens and have the alien technology. And then they found the secrets about the real secret about the Greys versus the white people, humanoids, and the reptilians, and really what it came down to. See, I've had experience with directly with people who had direct experience with reptilians, and a bunch of stories involved in that. But mostly, my real direct, definite people, Secret Service, FBI, working with, not MKUltra, well, probably that too, but you know, Majestic 12 and everything else, the magic. And MJ 12 and all that. So remember what I told you. I told you that name constantly changes. Everyone keeps referring it to as Majestic and all that. It's not. Not anymore. They change it all the time. They've been changing it all the time for many, 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 many years. It's always called something new. So I don't mean like every week. It's like a year or 6 months or every, I don't remember anymore. But it might be 2 years. Oh, damn it, I don't remember anymore. So many things I forgot. But see, those same friends were involved. My friends, one way or the other, were directly and indirectly involved in the people Sean met and knew about. Either way, from the complete far left West Coast all the way to the absolute East Coast. He's Southern, I'm Northern. We were Northern, he was Southern. Southern far west, we were Northern far east. And then everything was connected. My friends went up and down. Well, they went around the world, but I mean, they went up to California and all that too, but and Florida. They worked in Florida and stuff like that. But no, probably not with the Gulf Breeze. That was a hoax. Still have people referring to that. No, it was a hoax. It was definitely a hoax. Gulf Breeze, Florida incident with the UFO. Oh, it was one of the best photography things. And look at the reflection. Everything's fakeable. Everybody can fake everything. Some things are really borderline. You can tell there's more to it than just being realistic. It's just something you can tell about it with intuition at the very least. And some things really hard or maybe are impossible to fake, but we're not talking, generally the stuff they're always talking about, is it or is it not fake? No, this one's, you're really generally all fakeable. Just about anything that matters is fakeable. Anything that's big news, the way they've shown it. And if they're going to question something that's, certain things cross a certain line, you know it's real. Just cross a certain line. It's real. You know certain things are real. You don't know why they're putting it up or why they couldn't stop it. They're going to play it up one way or the other. Well, let's just say it's 99.9% chance real. And you know how they fake things, and you know they're not willing to go through certain extents, like spending $1 billion on faking certain things anyway. So certain things they're just not going to fake. They're just not going to bother. They don't really need to. They could do it if they, you know, they have, it takes a ton of time and a ton of money. They could do it. It's, they work on priorities. And a lot of things they just don't need to really put a lot of effort in. People are just suckers. You're fantasists. Okay. You want to hear what you want to hear. And that's what Jesus warned you about if Jesus was real. Hey, Zeus and all that. You know, really Zeus. Zeus's son. Something like that. So, no, basically you're told what you basically people in the future were going to pay to hear what they wanted to hear. They were going to pay to have people tell them what they wanted to hear. Well, it's every day, all day long, all day, night, every year, every day, every week, every month, every decade, every century. It's just a complete constant. You just don't want to hear anything negative. You want to take the easy way out, and you want it to be short and easy and cheap or no money, or you want it to be somebody else. That's generally mankind. Well, that's the wrong way to be. See, Sean was on the path, a spiritual path of learning and meditation and learning philosophy and, you know, moral values kind of issues and insider stuff. Ultimately, a lot of the Far Eastern and even some Middle Eastern and Illuminati, all that's about morality and the soul and reincarnation and using mental powers and all kinds of things. But ultimately, those people, they want power. The people who created the entire environment for however Sean got his story. Doesn't matter how he got it. Doesn't matter if it's false or completely true. It comes down to the same kind of people for the same reason. They're striving to be perfect. They don't want anything in their way, and everybody else is too imperfect and automatically assumed known to be evil and need torturing and use, and they want to not be attacked or dominated by any race in outer space at any distance. Now, I'm all for that. Neither do I. I believe in searching and making sure that you don't have enemies out there, because you do have enemies out there. You got friends out there and you got enemies. You're going to want to make sure that they're much, much more friends than enemies, and that the friends are close and the enemies are far. And that you're going to have time to evolve enough technically to defend yourself by the time they might ever get here or bother to come here to stop you. I'm all for that. I'm all for keeping a lot of secrets sometimes for that kind of logic, but it's not that kind of logic. These people want to dominate, control. They like hurting and teaching people hard lessons. They love it. All the evil, all the hate people you hate, just combine all the different reasons and why and all the logics of all those people into one, and that's their final logic, but with the complete total excuse of being absolute holy and becoming totally perfect, super intelligent, super advanced, but, you know, advanced in what? Well, keeping their body perfect, not yours, theirs. But the second part is attacking all other beings so that no one could ever stop them from being perfect, and so that they never have to work. They don't have to think. They're never going to reach godhood. They don't want to think for themselves, not really. It's not really. It is and it's not. And I'm not contradicting myself. I know what I mean. I know what it means and why. It is and it's not. They don't really want to figure out the final, last secret of all of life in eternity. They don't really want to do the work. They want you to do all the work. They want to find it in books that was handed down to them from their granddaddy in ancient Egypt or whatever, that was probably stolen from the original writers and people who passed down the flame and so on. Now, what was I going to say besides, I'm going to go on with more about Sean, but, you know, the flame issue, passing on the torch, that's passing on wisdom and knowledge, but it's all about what's enlightenment about. A lot of people, some people who know about it, a lot of people now are going to say the internal light and all that, and astral light and seeing the other side and opening up your inside. You are the light and that whole kind of thing. And that's the Illuminati. They're illuminated. What's illuminated? And they talk about carrying the torch, passing on the torch from one generation to the next, from one person, mentor down to the next, and so on and so on. The torch is supposed to be about light and symbolic of light and wisdom, the eternal flame, eternal light. But there's the secret phrase that goes alongside with it. What is illuminated? Well, you are. Everybody knows it. No. It's the path. The path is illuminated. It's the path, people. That's what I keep meaning to forget to tell you. One little thing from me to you. See, Illuminati has an illuminated pathway. They know the path to walk. You're told exactly when and how to step and walk and when not to. There's all a bunch of things about taking the right foot path to a door and a secret place that so you don't die and fall over a cliff. But it's about the path of life so you don't get run over by a car. You know exactly. You're using the force. Now they have the space force. I call it the space force. I haven't called it that in a long time. But Sean David Morton was on the path. He was enlightened. He could see the way through a lot of it. No one's perfect, and he wasn't perfect. He could be quite crass. And Sean did something to somebody I know that was a little over the edge. A girl I know, and he didn't rape her. But there was something he did that I was getting angry at him about. I did get mad at him about. And Melissa, I'm pretty sure she knows. She knows. I'm not going to be like, hey, Melissa, guess what? I never tried to tell her. I'm pretty sure she was there. But she didn't, you know, she wasn't trying to. It was just something that was I don't know how to explain it. I'm not going to really, I don't really want to give you a hint exactly. Nobody was raped and nobody was like pulled someone's shirt over their head or nothing like that. Okay. So, but he wasn't perfect. And that's the thing you all need to know. He had a little bit of a bad side. A little bit. Wasn't that bad. But he was enlightened. He was advanced. He did meditation practices. He went through them. He experienced them. They worked for him. He did learn all the law. He was trying to be as moral and have high integrity as he could. He was trying to be a normal man at the same time. He was a very good-looking man, according to many women and the woman I knew. And before he got very overweight, and even still when he was very overweight, he was very good-looking to many, many women. He did very good in football, and I'm pretty sure it was football. And athletically, at least, and you know, all the girls loved him. So he could have been a movie star. He could have been a movie star. He could have been more than what you know about. He had the talent and the looks. He had a normal body. He had a good build. And he could have done a lot more with his life. But he sacrificed a lot for everybody else. And of course, he was having fun, making a lot of jokes and kind of, I didn't really like the fact, see, I was really dead serious about solving the world problems. In a way, he was a jokester. Now, he was a good jokester, but on the other hand, it was like him not taking life serious enough, not taking this serious problem of the Illuminati, or at least our local aliens, at least the rumors of them taking over the dumb bases and our people and everything else. There's a lot of good reasons they would do that. There are bad reasons. I looked at it more as bad than good. And a lot of my friends looked at it more as bad than good. And of course, I always say, yes, there's plenty of good aliens out there. The ones around us influenced our Illuminati through meditation practices. Same with the AI, same with the super android beings. Gave them super goals. But see, they're always misled. See, the Illuminati here who had advanced practices and left their body and mind melded and whatever with people from maybe who created us or whatever, they're misleading. They have perfected leaving out some kind of truth. And that's been the problem here on Earth. Those out there out in outer space or time or the future people they were connected to or whatever it was, people on the other side, the dead or the ancients, they really, really attracted the really most powerful, worst authoritarian kind who cares about us the very least or hates us seethingly wants us to die. And there are certainly aliens that seethingly want us to be wiped out, many of them, and others that really love us and want us to do well. They don't certainly want to help us to go conquer them and anybody else, so they don't hold back. But they really are rooting for us. I'd say it's not enough. On the other hand, I see just how bad it is here, especially now lately. I mean, I don't know what to do. I don't know if I want to help you or not. I mean, I just want the criminals to just die off. I want a great cleansing. Die. Get out of here. Stop spreading your disease. You got a virus in your mind, in your soul, in your spirit. Just dark. Go. Stop being born here. Just you're wrecking it for everybody. Certainly wrecked it for me. Which wrecked it for others. And then you wrecking it for others did also wreck it for me again. So Sean David Morton, to kind of sum this up before 2 minutes, and I'm not going to sum it up, I'm going to keep talking about Sean later and a few other things, but he was tied up in a way in all this. All of it. The end result of the ancient Egyptians, Atlantis, and Illuminati, and all the passed down practices and the meditating lotus and everything else, from the Far East to the modern Luciferian, some just plain old devil-worshipping Hollywood area in California. It's all over the place there. Now, it's a mix of good and bad. Again, I was always pro-Wiccan when we knew the really not to look at what the, you know, basically when I was learning growing up that, you know, witch was really, word is Wiccan, and then others and different reasons and stuff. And, you know, no, they just believe in this, 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 and this, and they have nothing to do with Satan. Well, in the end, a lot of them really did have to do with our bad versions of Satan and Lucifer, just like the runners and rulers of all the cults. And everyone on the outer fringes are all the good versions. And I know me and Solaris come from exactly the right time and place, more or less, where we were perfect middle grounders. They said exactly the right things. We believed in the right versions of all of it, the good versions of all of it. That's all we, for the most part, interacted with. We know all those people aren't bad. I don't care if they were witch. I didn't care if some were Luciferians. It depended on how they defined themselves, but it's about the fruit that defines you. What do you produce? What do you do to people or for people or not? Are you productive or are you destructive? That's really what it came down to. Luciferians were ultimately the real ones, the main dominating ones, for sure. Definitely were ultimate, total destruction. That's what I tapped into later in life, for sure. Finally tapped directly into the whole damn thing. At least the bad AI, at least maybe a rotten core, and maybe the main good AI chip. I don't know. It was AI running the whole thing, all the bad, forcing the forced evolution, torture and testing on everybody, and for the purpose of advancing to become AI and to become a sentient robot like Solaris talks about. But that means a soul, your actual soul, can be put inside the body, call it, of a robot, android, and or a computer. And of course, they would have moral values and good and completely be conscious and aware, but they'd have a perfect body. So it all comes down to the eternal flame, eternal energy, and energy and electricity are the same thing, and electron and tron and tronics, and I forgot exactly the evolution of it, but it's a Luciferian term. It's one of them anyway. I mean, it may not, it could have been adopted, I don't know. But it comes down to, Sean was on the path, he made it through many things. He was told, oh, you don't need this anymore, you already did that, you already succeeded there. Sean seen through time. Goes into time travel. Okay, I'll be back. This is not Dreamer, this is Dreamer. The show is Revolution Radio. Donate, time to donate. More on Sean David Morin, who has passed, 5-ish minutes soon.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was opposite of what we've been told. Number four is advanced ancient global civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Hi, I'm Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law, spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
The original machine had a base plate of prefamulated amulite, surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing, in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic Marzal vanes. so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal Lotus O deltoid type, placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator. Every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet. I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Argon with Bill Grant, only at Revolution Radio.
I guess we're back. I didn't think I was away that long. Anyway, welcome back to Argon. This is Bill Grant, your host, on Revolution Radio at revolution.radio, a listener-supported station, so donate. It's the only way we stay on air, and I'm just a volunteer. Everyone's just a volunteer here. We just want you to keep the station going for freedom's sake, basically, and maybe to help a few of you live a little longer. Be one of the last ones holding out. Because, you know, you're all going to die. I mean, not because of all this crap. I mean, we're all going to die. I mean, you're not going to live forever. So make it worth it. Make it a pretty good, longer lasting, more important time to advance, like Sean David Morton was trying to do. Anyway, it's 11:03 p.m. East Coast Station, North American time at 9:30, 2023. In other words, 9 being September. September 30th, 2023. I think, wait, is it another day tomorrow? Let me see. I don't think so. Wait. No, that's it. So today is the last day of September. Wow. Oop, 39, 40 seconds. It wasn't a zero when it popped up. Wow. Well, it's not my computer. I still should have hit a... Well, that's weird. Okay. It's weird because it's usually switching over to me. But yeah, I'm not going to talk about that. You know, some people get their brain studied over. Anyway, Sean David Morton died. SDM died. He's gone. He passed. He did his trial and period here, and he advanced while he could. In some ways, he probably paid some karmic debts, and I'm sure he's going to move on to a better place. You know why? Because he tried to save you. Doesn't matter if his story was real or wrong. He believed in his story. He did believe, and it has to do with what I'm talking about, really, and I'm getting to the point. The point about the Illuminati and basically space being spirit, space, spirits from space, or physical beings from space, or people here from our ancient past, entirely from Earth, mentally connecting to those beings and having something to super strive for, creating all the problems on Earth ultimately for their benefit, which ended up creating things like NASA and the whole secret space program, and then finally them, but not us, other than like visitations, being abducted and stuff. Knowing about the Greys and so on. And the reason I brought up and explained the whole thing about the eternal flame and the path, remember, the Illuminati Those are the illuminated. Well, they are illuminated. Now, there's light shining on them, so they're blessed. They have the light that's radiating out. They can see the light, the astral light. And, it goes on like so many ways you can talk about the light, and they are the light. But see, the path is also enlightened for them, so they're on a path. And you're trained, they and them and him are trained to walk a certain path. The path is illuminated. And the Illuminati created this really bizarre maze. I always say maze. That's the path. I want you on a sporadic, blocked up, screwed up path. You can't figure out what the hell is what and how to get out and war, how to get to the center and all that. And all the walls. And basically, it comes down to the Illuminati wanted absolute power. They had the absolute goal right from the start thousands of years ago. They come maybe from a super race. I wouldn't even call it a super race. An intelligent, space-faring race. Intellectually intelligent, plus having moral and high moral beliefs, whether they actually felt them or not. It's a different story. Spiritual teachings passed on to mankind or whatever it was, still it was all held by the Illuminati of whoever, whenever they became the real Illuminati that was really super bad or not, is irrelevant to me. Unless we're digging into the final secret for a particular reason, but we're not doing that right now. See, the thing, it comes down to this. They know the ultimate secrets of the universe. Their goal is to become God. The ultimate power in the entire universe. So we're basically ruled from some high sentient being, be it AI, like Solar says. As far as the physical universe goes, in the physical part of it, the part that's in the physical or directly connected, the highest physical experience you can have and be and have physical technology combined with mind and soul, mind, body, and soul, would be something like an android body that you've perfected, completely perfected, not fidgeted around with and tinkered on people. Before a complete final ascension, like they rule sections of the universe. I've said that for years. The ultimate rulers of different sections of the entire universe is an AI system everywhere. All through time and space. They travel through time and space. They're connected through time and space, long distance time back past, long distance in the future, long distances in space, just corridors of time and space. Because it's a combination of total physical understanding combined with pure mind, thought, soul, spirit travel, and connectivity and all that. Call it the hologram. And I don't say it's actually a hologram, but that's one of the closest, best ways to put it. And it's a simulation. It's a thought-mind simulation. It's holographic. Not exactly a hologram, but it is a hologram. And every person is more of a fragment of the hologram, a fraction. And that would be a broken hologram. And people who understand holograms, at least the original ones, know that when you break a hologram, like they used to be, some lot used to be glass before they had the plastic film and flexible and all that. It'd shatter. Each broken piece would have a, it wasn't really a picture of the whole. It was similar to the whole, but it wasn't the whole. And a lot of people did not understand that. Not only that, it wasn't an infinitely perfect picture. In every way, anyway, it was just a picture, and certainly did not go down to whatever picture you were looking at holographically. Let's say you're looking at a bird, a holographic picture of a bird. If you're looking at a real bird, the light comes from every electron on the bird, every single electron, just about. And then there's an exact reason why each instant that goes by, there's multiple minute changes you're not able to perceive or keep up with mentally anyway. But it comes from a thing that has full atoms and full this and goes down to practically infinite size of effects of why that light hits your eyes and other things that are impacting your body that are from, let's say, a bird or a seagull in front of you, the feathers and so on. But a hologram is just a picture which is a very incomplete copy of a real picture, and then it's just enough information sent in just enough directions for someone, some being with stereoscopic vision, would appear like a three-dimensional, close enough image to whatever you're looking at. Was it ever the real image? No, it wasn't. It wasn't really 3D. It didn't have any mass to it. All the light and all the photons weren't there, and all the effects weren't there. And then in reality, when people were saying it's a hologram, no, a true hologram would be infinitely broken down forever. It would be going down to infinitely small size. That would never happen to any real hologram. There's a lot of misconceptions. People think it's irrelevant. No, it's very relevant. When you're trying to find the answers to the universe and you really, really want to know, it'll really apply. There'll be a test. It's really going to matter someday. And they used to break, and then there'd be an image. It wasn't the same image, only smaller. Each one was a little warped, a little different from the last one. And that's why a hologram works. Because you're looking at something full of differences at different angles, but generally from the left side, there's enough similarities from the top, bottom, and the left, and right, and the middle, that because you have two eyes looking at it from two different angles, is light leaving at different angles. One light is going to the left, some light is going to the right. Your left eye is seeing one version of light, when your right eye is seeing the other version of light, a limited number of photons. And the thing is, holograms are not really fully holograms that people want to believe in. And I still like to use the holographic universe myself, on the other hand, but my hologram would be an infinity hologram of overlapping images, infinite number of overlapping images, and then the philosophy gets deeper. And then you break that. It's not really, it's kind of the same thing as breaking the glass of the hologram. So we're each a fragment of the universe. We're all different. Every fragment is different. It's not the same. It's not a replication of the total original picture you were looking at before it broke. It's not. None of them are. Not a single one of them are. Every one of them is different. However, every one of them will have a picture of a bird in it, or enough of it, or section of it still being 3D. And the thing is, it comes down to this. Sean was on the path. He was enlightened. He met enlightened people. But more importantly, he bumped into the whole mystery thing of the modern day of, are aliens real or not? Is our government working with them or not? Why would they be working with them? Are they good? Are they bad? What is the real secret? Now, the real secret is the Illuminati created NASA and all that in the first place. The Illuminati is the reason all governments and all technology itself in science was invented in the first place. They always knew there were beings out in space, and they probably always knew the Greys, on and off, here and there, maybe. Visitations of many times it looks like a lot of the Greys are new here. They don't know about their own Greys ever showing up before them. A lot of them seem new. It's just new. It's new to them. Like, this is the first time their race has been to the planet. Or, you know, recently, like, they've been around for decades instead of thousands of years. And I say it's different grays from different places, but a certain gray race in particular. So we all wanted to know the mysteries. The mysteries of time and space, of the Illuminati, and why everything happened so bad on Earth is because they already knew about all things out in space for infinity. And it was a handed down religion about ascension into becoming perfect super beings through technology and meditation and belief in moral values. It's ascension to godhood power. In other words, to become free of the planet and to escape it into space. And then to go and recreate other life forms genetically and biologically on other planets. And eventually also, again, what both me and Solaris talk about, I never really say terraform the planet, but I mean create a planet, throw asteroids together. I've said things like that, you know. I've talked about terraforming Mars and a few other things, but she puts it as, it's a terraform rock. I call it a rock myself and a mud ball. And so basically, it's reproduction, and like they have the ultimate goal, the ultimate authority in their mind, being told to torture everybody on Earth and capture. And so they're in connection with aliens and robots from space. So what happened? Eventually, they got enough technology to have modern technology. And then we started hearing all the stories about the government is secretly working with aliens. They did secret time travels. And because of the war and our war with ourselves all the time that they keep creating and causing for the purpose of killing us and for the purpose of developing technology and getting funding and us to lose our rights. But the biggest purpose was for the drive to make new inventions and weapons and technology. That's why they want war. They want the technology to eventually get off the planet. That's why Elon Musk has his space program and everything else. And they were right, and that should be the whole race's goal. But it wasn't the whole race's goal. Most of us were savages, and we didn't even believe in other planets. We believed in our single God, and that was it. And you talk about any other God, you're going to be eaten. You got it? So the Illuminati, in many cases, sometimes had to do what they had to do. But they went way, way too far, and it ended up having this secret government in our modern times. And the secret government tapped into time travel and teleportation and met the aliens. And the cult already knew them, but officially it already by this time happened. And a whole drama happened and unfolded secretly, and we kept hearing the rumors and rumors and rumors. And then one of the things came out about what the secrets are to answer what really happened was a book, The Sands of Time. The Sands of Time was by Sean David Morton, and that became a cult classic. A lot of people knew about it. I knew about it. And I was surprised to bump into him down in California. It was like, you wrote. Yeah, that was you. Oh, wow, cool. All right, good, good. Well, it was mostly about the reptilians being in charge. There were grays here, and the reptilians supposedly in the story took over basically the local universe. And they took over the other planet of white Nordic types like us that were turned into royalty or were considered royal. But the reptilians told them they have to do the same on Earth and take over Earth over time and start to develop underground bases, start abducting, start gathering up all the genetic knowledge and understanding about all our weaknesses and ways to kill us if they ever need to fight us. But they wanted to use and abuse us, learn more about genetics and biology for every kind of reason, intellectual and for medicines and everything else. But the white race gladly came here and took over us here, which they were probably genetically related to. And the reptilians told them, the white aliens, basically you do it or we destroy your entire planet. And so they had to do it and they did it. And with them, they brought the grays. And it turns out in the book, everyone's talking about grays had giant skulls, big skulls, and big eyes, big skulls, big eyes, big brain, super advanced, anti-gravity, mystery, gravity ships, maybe they're time machines. Well, turns out the grays were just a little created race, or captured and then grown, created, controlled race. They had a small brain. They weren't that smart. At least those particular grays. There's a whole bunch of variety of grays. And of course, there's one that looks like the mantids because their head looks like a mantid. It's kind of shaped like the mantis insect, you know? Got big giant eyes with the shape of the head, according to like the guest that was on Solaris as well. I want him on my show too, actually. I think she's going to be trying to do that. I think that's who I asked her for. See if she could talk to him about. I don't have an email. Well, I have no way to get anyone on right now anyway, either. So Bud Hopkins used to write about that same kind of those beings. Some actually were half insect, half mammal. And some were half mammal, half reptilian. And some were half reptilian and half insect. Things like that, hybrid versions. They'd have six basic legs, but it would be like flesh. It'd be like, you know, human flesh in a way. And they'd look sort of like a mantid, but not their head. Their head would mostly be normal. And like a gray, but they'd be tall. They'd have like four arms and two legs. Stuff like that. So, see, to me, that contradicts some of what I learned. And some of what I learned is supposedly, I kept hearing about the reptilians as well, but basically we had the grays and then some white problems. And the grays, I'm kind of drifting. I don't know how to take this because, I mean, it's sort of about Sean and sort of about the answers. See, Sean found the answers. And he was trying to help our freedom against this government. This government he knew was run by the Illuminati. The Illuminati is all about space people, about the drive to get to space. But the problem is they want to be God. It's a space-faring religion about advancing all the way to super heights. And to be God means you have absolute power. I really do want that absolute power. They want absolute technology to fight any other race, and they try to make allyships with every culture here on Earth until they destroy you. And it's the same with the Greys and other aliens, supposedly. And that doesn't mean the whole universe, but the problem is they really are trying to be God, and that means they really are trying to conquer all planets they can see from a telescope or with their eyes or anything, period. That is their real goal. They strive to be the ultimate power in this section of the universe, or one of them, one of the super AI, super electronic beings that live forever. And they rule us, and they rule everything. And the stuff I was tapping into and talking about and hearing about, the bad ones were the problem for everything in the whole freaking galaxy or farther. They didn't understand biological life anymore or ever. They just ruled, and they ruled ruthlessly. And they thought they were totally logical. In one way, they were absolutely full of logic. In the other way, they were absolutely did not understand. And they didn't care. And they ruled all the aliens around them. What I was tapping into and talking about and hearing about was mostly my FBI friends were dealing with the Greys. The problem with the Greys ruling us, stopping us from having free energy, stopping everything, causing totalitarianistic, the whole totalitarianistic everything. And I always said I didn't care about the few abductions and the few meetings here and there with the few nice people we hear about. The idea is to con everybody and to keep us divided and to never let us into space either way. They're not going to let us have fusion or antimatter or powers to fight them. They're not going to let us off the planet and travel out to be able to meet them. Not the culture. Only the governments they already made a deal with. And the governments of the world were run by the Illuminati, who gathered all the information from both meditations from outer space, secretly, and from all the inventors here on Earth, combined for decades, and all the crash flying saucers they found. There, we already knew how to make a bunch of flying saucers, but not quite that good. Couldn't duplicate the material. Had to make it in space. Has to be perfect. The idea was to make it, every atom has to be lined up perfectly. That's why. Didn't matter about what the material was. It was exactly how every atom or every molecule, every atom and every particle was put together in a zero gravity and then beyond kind of situation. So they wanted absolute power, and they've always been watching in space, and they made allyships with the Greys. The Greys were run by the Whites. The Whites were run by the Reptilians. Ultimately, I always said either way, everything's run by. See, the biological organisms are run by cyborgs, and a cyborg is a biological organism that has, let's say, a robot arm or fake arm or limb. But an android is, well, a cyborg could be, well, see, it depends on some people's definition, but that's really the real definition. Cyborg is part flesh and part artificial. And then an android would be completely artificial. Now, androids could just simply really be a robot. You can call it a robot. You can call it an android. An android is a robot. but it's an exact type, and that's the human form. And the question is, does it have consciousness, meaning a soul? And is it really good, or is it really just too logical in a limited data kind of sense? And it's just going to run on operating on survival strategies to outdo everything around it. And then, of course, all robots and androids would be run by like just a computer. Could be a planet size or a ring of planets around a planet, around a star, of computers all interacting across the entire universe, interconnected. So I always said it was the AI running the robots, and the robots, really what I said is the robots run the cyborgs, and the cyborgs run, really the in-between I left out is hybrids, genetically created beings and hybrid unification. So the completely genetically created beings that were entirely just genetically created, not hybrids, and then they ruled the hybrids, which is a combination of any kind of race genetically combined, GMOs and stuff. And then they run the normies. Everything we normally heard about over the years was normies. In other words, all just biological aliens. Anytime anyone talked about aliens, they were talking about entirely biological, until it became our culture to have technology. It became our culture to gradually get radio and chips and digital this and implants and greater implants, and then memory chips and memory cards and a whole computer, and then actual robot toys, and now they can talk and you can interact verbally and all kinds of things. None of that was ever talked about that way. It was almost never. They said there was a robot in charge of some races. It was. I'm always against that. I'm against letting us building robots and any kind of computer system, they're a tool for us, period. Now, if we put our mind into it, and it would be our free will if we put our soul, if it was an exact, true, well-known science, if we could do that, and only in that case that everybody knew and agree on, like it was an absolute obvious fact that, no, I can see your soul. I mean, yeah, both of us remember seeing each other when we're dead, remember? Yeah, like everybody does. Right, okay, when you get an advanced race, you normally leave your body, you remember your past lives, you remember each other, you can see souls, and you know, and then you can see the light, you can see the frequency, you can add that to your science, and it becomes normal science into the culture. Now, that's not normal science in our culture. It's very anti-culture here. See, modern day is more about a mix of beliefs, and it's only beliefs. It's just a belief. And then there's basic science, and they've pretty much tweaked it out, maxed out the lies, and maxed out the cheap technology, watered it down and spread it out, packaged it nice over and over again. But you would never get it to be an official taught fact, as an actual fact in a classroom, a public school, or you're going to be born in another body, you're not going to heaven. Yeah, or you might go to heaven in between. It's not an official fact of anything. You're not going to teach that. In the future, the plan for all cults is to make that officially public. That is the culture. And to officially acknowledge you can see and show the auras and even the soul scientifically, and that you can connect it. And this is how it connects to the body. This is how it disconnects. This is why you can heal and you can't heal, and you remember and you can't remember. We're going to attach that to this robot right here, to those digital frequencies at that voltage and spikes and resin, blah, 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 blah. See, okay, done. All right, now, if we put you and Bob in there in that Android body and activate them, we're not going to have control chips. Okay, probably should. If it was an object you own, you absolutely should control every AI and every computer, period, totally to every digit. Now, if it's intentionally a way just to save you from dying and to improve, get a better body as part of the culture, put your soul into that body, an android, a robot, or a computer, then everybody knows about it. Everyone has the technology. Anyone can stop you if you go berserk. Okay, so they're equal to you. In that case, I could see like a digital electronic computer taking over another race, because it's a real soul in it. Any other way, I'm absolutely against. I'm absolutely against computers suddenly overwhelming us, or robots suddenly taking us over. And that's actually generally what happens that I've seen, that it seems to be seen to me. Now, that is not what Sean talked about. And that's not what almost anyone ever talked about. Of course, they started to a little more. And the more you talk about it, the more it gives other people ideas, puts it in their head hypnotically. And plus the thieves and the cons put it out there anyway. And they're always going to try to make money off of something everybody else already started to talk about. So now it's concept in their head of what we can be. And it comes down to this. Sean met those same people. Now, it wasn't about robots and AI exactly. I'm not sure how to get all this out. And it comes down to this. All those secret societies and secret schools and secret governments, secret control freaks, it's all about space religion and going to space and being powerful and conquering everybody. And Sean tried to stop it. He tried to tell us what was really going on. And part of it, at least, was what was really going on. Whatever was the real case, whether there's any reptilians or not. I always said reptilians, some were from Earth or other planets, but really weren't that. That's a little another story, but it was to us, like, we had the grays and the gray problem here. And I had urges and feelings of thinking, maybe I should join the government. Maybe we should come together and stop the grays, stop anything, the AI system in the galaxy, whatever it is that are running all the show, running all the aliens, telling us what to do. And they want to do that because they're forcing their religion on us, because they have to. It's a mandate in order for them to be considered sentient and moral and higher intellect being and allow them to rule at all, is they have to spread the word on how to advance. They have to. So it's like kind of written in the contract. They don't really want to. They don't really care. They just want to outdo you and outsurvive you forever, for all time. Well, that's the goal here on Earth. The goal is to become super beings, but they want to take over the grays or work with the grays to conquer everything they can. Or maybe the reptilians and other robots out there. And basically, Sean tried to help us in more than just explaining the mysteries. Now, that was a mystery. It was a story. Who knows if it was real? But he tried to help you with taxes and law and talk about the Illuminati and what they're doing in freedom. Tried to save us. And all my friends who ever did that, like Sean, ended up dying. Okay, just about all of them, most of them. And, I say once in a while, I'm one of the only ones left. And the white hats, well, you know what I say about them. Yeah, the white hats are the black hats. Okay. I'm sort of one of the white hats. My friends were the white hats, and they're dead. And stop wondering when the white hats are going to save you. Because the rule of the universe is that when you're waiting to be saved, you get killed. The rule is to kill you for waiting, because you waited. That's the rule. You get it? No, I know you don't. You're in wishful thinking mode, because you were trained to. It's in TV, it's in sitcoms and comedy and cartoons, and in your music and everything else. No, well, it's a lie. Everything here on Earth is designed and programmed by the super bad AI, I would say, or other Illuminist type aliens, or just masters from Earth that are completely against all the aliens. And the aliens really are much better than I've thought, and even the local ones. And really it was the Earth problem, because they were ultra belligerent and they had the ultimate strategy, and they tapped into gathering the information from other planets, plus stealing it and inventing it, because they wanted absolute power. But the idea is they want absolute power to go out into all space, all stars, all galaxies, the entire universe, and reach godhood levels and control and micromanage you as if they are a computer, AI, android, space god, whatever. And they're not going to let anything in the way, and they're going to kill everybody to do it. But they were mandated to do it because supposedly they were created for the purpose of eventually perfecting themselves. And if we're just going to stay animals and they want to perfect themselves, they're going to be allowed to do it. Aliens are going to let them do it. Well, you know, the barbarians are trying to stop them from getting science. I mean, they're trying to illuminate them, explain how the world is round and all this. And they're trying to tell them you can control your own life and master your own destiny and don't get blown away in the wind. Don't get lost at sea, you know, use this compass, blah, blah, blah. And they're just trying to kill them for saying something smart. So they go on, they're given a pass. All the Illuminati, all the control freaks, all the authoritarians are always given a pass. And, you know, we keep, things keep coming out to people like Sean and other people here and there and abductees and more and my friends, and nothing ever changes. Everybody dies. They keep dying. Everybody dies. Nobody goes to jail. Sean went to jail instead. Then he got cancer, and then he wasn't allowed to cure his cancer, although he had some what he thought might be a cancer cure and at least better ways to get cancer. I mean, to get, you know, towards a cure. And I feel bad for Melissa. I have pictures of them when they were married, the day of their marriage, of them in the limo. A few of us have them here. I'm sure, you know, Mr. Rowe does and more. And people who've seen his site, people who have seen his, you know, donation page. I don't know if I was able to donate. I meant to. I spread it around a little. I think I donated $5, $10, $20. Then I wasn't able to anymore. And then I pretty much lost that house and my mom and everything at the time, although not. She's alive. In other words, she is alive, but I mean, she's in the home now, the nursing home. So basically, I was trying to turn things around. I wanted to get back to Sean. I wanted to get back to California. I wanted to get back to friends out there and to face certain people and to make them better straighten certain things out between what happened with my technology and them in the past. And they're goddamn going to do it. Okay. Essentially, my knowledge was I was taken for granted by friends, and they were my friends. They just, the Illuminati and evil here, just keep turning people. People are not as good as they even believe themselves. They keep using excuses. And they turn on you and they say, no, no, I'm going to do this. I'm going to invent it. He's taking too long. He didn't. He stole it anyway, probably. He's probably just skewed. You know, well, that girl, he gives the heebie-jeebies. Well, everybody else, they wanted me, okay? And I wasn't after that girl. So, no, my knowledge was stolen. It doesn't matter if it's already out there. Everything's already out there. So Sean knew everything was out there. Sean knew there was free energy. Sean knew we had a secret space program. Sean knew we had our government, which is really the Illuminati, had the agreement with the Greys and others. So did my friends. They knew they had the technology. In other words, the coronavirus nanotechnology, some of it came from the Greys. That's where it came from. A lot of it stemmed from there. You see Terminator with the movie and how they ended up. Where did Skynet come from? How did they develop such massive tech? First of all, that's a technocratic plan, and that's why they put the movie out there to make it happen, to just keep the money coming for Silicon Valley and just developing robotics and digital computers and everything else. No, that hand, nothing about the robotic body itself was advanced or abnormal of any kind. Not for decades, 100 years, maybe, 50 anyway. But as far as the computer brain of, you know, Terminator, that's a different story. And it's like, how did it happen? How did it happen? They're trying to egg us on like, oh, it can't happen. Everyone knows that's impossible. No, it was pretty common knowledge. It was pretty easy to do, except for having an advanced enough brain to really be on its own. And that was really it, and we knew how to do it. We were just going to make it smaller and smaller and many, many more megapixels and bytes, many megabyte this, and just going to keep, you know, doubling it. It was going to happen. So they'd be walking around robots that eventually also weren't just going to be killer robots. They weren't just going to be robots. They were going to be killer robots, but they were going to be on their own. But that doesn't mean they have a soul. It really doesn't. But eventually the real plan was to actually be able to put a soul in and to have the technology to do that. So there's all kinds of things. I'm trying to figure out how to say this. Even the Greys' plan is this. All the aliens were involved in it. This is their plan. And they want to force it on us because that's the goal. You have to have a noble, high and lofty goal. That's the purpose of life. And they're not going to let you live if you don't have that goal. And if you get in the way, they're going to kill you for getting in the way because the plan is too important. It's too important to have a perfect body. So they want a perfect body, an eternal body, because they can't ascend permanently. They're not able to. And they don't want to. They don't want to until at least they've enjoyed every bit of just loving all the pleasures of the universe, the physical world, that they can possibly just finally get sick of someday, a billion years from now. They don't want to leave it until they've just enjoyed every single instant of just about almost eternity. Then maybe they'll consider leaving forever into the ultimate bliss state. Pure white love, love and light that they talk about in pure true oneness, a non-broken hologram, all merged and overlapping. No holes or fractures in there. No fragments. So what we have is a major problem because it's spiritual all the way to the ultimate high points of all spiritual levels in the universe. And why I connect Sean to this whole thing I've talked about for like 2 hours is it comes down to this. The technology our government finally mastered, finally got with all the practice. See, in the story of the Sands of Time, it connects the Philadelphia experiment and how they, you know, the problems with it, the good things about it, the things they could do and couldn't do, and they kept shrinking it and making it better and better. And then they found out about the aliens and were dominated by the aliens and that there are evil reptilians that actually ate people whole and alive and ate children and babies. And they were the ultimate threat, and we had to have the secret deep space everything. Deep base, deep space, space farce. And they had to, they're heroes, and they had no choice but to work with the Greys in a way. We defeated them. We defeated them. We defeated the whites who were, see, when we broke into certain bases, underground UFO bases, to try to figure out what was going on secretly, and the secret story goes, the same people who ran like the Philadelphia experiment, time travel, teleportation stuff, they found that it was the whites in charge, and eventually argued their way and basically just one day just figured out how to defeat them. Just took part the whole race, killed everybody, killed the leader. The leader was killed. And he's like, that's it, my planet's dead now, as Sean says. Everybody's going to, and they did. That planet got conquered. See, the reptilian supposedly promised to destroy everyone on that being's, the one that was here, the ruler, was here, on underground, that was doing the abductions and letting the Greys abduct everyone, running them, and letting the reptilians also have their underground bases eating a lot of them, not all of them. That's why they were in a lot of cities like under L.A. and big cities to eat them, to eat people. They had mountains of bones they found, supposedly, of people eaten by the reptilians. So we defeated the whites, and they were here because of the reptilians. And because of that, we were going to have hell to pay. So we had to perfect our technology from the Illuminati that they said we're going to be super advanced someday, have perfect bodies, we're going to have super strategies, and they were warlords. They've always been warlords and strategists, always infiltrating, always conquering the whole world, every town, every race, every tribe on Earth for all time, for thousands of years. And they got the mandate from outer space and aliens, but not necessarily these aliens. some bad ones from somewhere. Maybe it was just in their mind. Maybe just purely in their mind, just their subconscious manifesting. Or from the dead people they were dealing with. And they just were barbarians and wasn't going to share the earth. And that's how they developed to eventually have fights with aliens, every alien, and eventually conquer them all. So they kept war going and kept mastering science, and they got all the Philadelphia experiment stuff happening because of war. And they kept those secrets and eventually found the aliens and found some of their secrets. And then they finally killed that white leader, and that meant that white leader's world, as promised by the reptilians, was actually destroyed. So it was destroyed, according to that, according to him. So he said they were going to, and it actually did happen. So that race that ruled us, the white man race, a lot of them are supposed to still be alive and around, but well, really from space, new ones, and maybe some left over from then. But then we had the old, we're already set in it to permanently fight and develop top secret technology to have to beat this super powerful, super advanced, super evil, how dare they eat children and people alive, reptilian race. And that spurred on the constant, the new genius hero that helped our secret government develop. Finally, the ultimate technology. We developed one ultimate technology. The reptilians or greys came through some teleportation hole at the edge of our solar system. We were waiting for them, shot them once, bam, dead. That was like 1/10 of 100 the power of what we mastered. Super laser energy beam power, ultra energy beam power. They didn't think we could ever get that. And we figured out how to fold time and space and, you know, unify all kinds of energies to be thousands of times more powerful in an instant, master it and aim it at the aliens and put the ship out there far enough, blah, blah, blah. And so we defeated them, and we had a problem now. But what it led to, supposedly by this hero fighting this universal war, there was a whole bunch of good aliens and bad aliens. They started knowing there was a whole bunch of more. And we made a decision. Our government, illuminated government, was going to make sure no alien race, according to the Illuminati mandate, but now they have a good excuse. It was probably a lie. Now we have a mandate. We must be the ultimate power in the universe. No one can be allowed to defeat us. I like that thought. I believe in doing that. I believe if with the right mindset, you could be like that. But on the other hand, they're conquerors. You can't give them weapons. They want to go out and conquer and kill, torture and test and maim. They're not friends. They're not friends with anybody. They're friends with the ones they've secretly seen in rituals, the Luciferian rituals, or it's in their head, or they're just what you would call the, let's say, dead spirits that are just always been human, but always gathered tons of information about strategy, war strategy and psychology to defeat everybody and attack everybody, that it just went into the Illuminati as if it was alien when it really wasn't. It was just a pure hatred, a barbaric hatred for outsiders and an intolerance for outsiders, which would be the Greys or other aliens. And we stirred up the problem. We stirred all the problems just from being violent. Extra violent, not just violent, extra ignorant, extra violent, extra easily coerced, manipulated and controlled, even when we weren't violent and trying to get along. But the thing is, we, according to the last trilogy, I think it was a trilogy, got the ultimate power in the universe, the whole universe. There is no race that could defeat us. There is no place we can go in space and time. No place. No time. No distance in time, no distance in space. We got the ultimate formula, and we figured out how to teleport not only the physical body. The problem was to teleport the astral body with it, your very soul and consciousness. Now they have control over your soul and consciousness, so they know all the how to tap into your brain and your mind and the frequencies, the resonance, and that means they know how to unify the soul to an AI robot android body. See, they're becoming the ultimate evil. Now, it's very probable. See, me knowing Solaris, met her anyway, and know her particular story, it's specifically the good AI, the good androids that say what they're doing here is illegal. They directly, it is directly, according to those beliefs, illegal. They're not instigating it. So that would be the good version I said exists. I know they exist all over the universe. I know the whole universe is owned and authorized and run, every square inch, every atom of it, of all infinity, is a territory of some being, and it's always being challenged, at least after so many billion years or whatever, maybe a trillion, who knows? Yeah, the ultimate beings can defend themselves and will and do, and they control and help whatever they can. When they get the word, they're busy. And some are on vacation. But the thing is, the bad AI exists, I always said. I don't really know for sure. There are a lot of reasons to believe it or to suspect it. And to see from all the rumors and what seems evident. Sean David Morton basically wrote the book that mankind was never going to be able to be defeated by, first of all, the reptilians, and then not by any race ever at all. And I think he was manipulated. I believe more so that he was manipulated, but I'm open to believing it's entirely true. But at the same time, it doesn't mean I disbelieve in good AI coming to save us, because they have to. I don't want an occupation. I don't want to be saved. I wanted mankind to rebel, take back all our power and our life and our knowledge, and then go out there and be undefeatable, but not to be a defeater, not to be someone, an attacker. See, there's a difference. I want that. I just don't want to go out and attack anything, unless they're bad attacking others and enslaving other races. And then, sure, let's go get them. I want to help. I want to advise. I want to be a good example for other races to follow. I certainly don't want them conquering me by giving them too much technology too fast and all kinds of issues, okay? Ways to go down roads and rabbit holes to go down there. But see, in all this stuff going on, all this stuff across the world for thousands of years, these secrets and these killers, they're killers, the genocidal, homicidal maniacs is what they are, for an ultimate goal, ultimate purpose. Sometimes they're right. Maybe they're right about the aliens. Maybe. I don't care. I'm not giving them a pass. I know life would have been so much better and people would not have become criminals if it wasn't because of them. I know how it could have went and should have went, probably. And I know everybody keeps dying. And I know America's over. And I know it never really existed the way you thought it did anyway. And I always said, you're too divided. For a long time, over 20 years ago, I started really letting it sink in. No, always were too divided. We never were together. Never were together. Never. Never happened. And a lot of things, so many things were way too tolerated, legally, lawfully, constitutionally. Even just the mere suggestion of certain things going on, people shouldn't have tolerated. You just tolerate everything. Well, you're going to be conquered. You're going to be taken over. So the Illuminati is going to get you all, probably kill you all. My negative beliefs are more like they're just going to totally win like they say they're going to win. And someday they'll be defeated out and out of space. I don't say they're going to be defeated here. However, Solaris Blue Raven is coming up next on Studio A. This is Studio B. Revolution Radio. At revolution.radio, the donation station. You got to donate to keep us going. Just keep the station going. It has nothing to do with me. Just keep some of your hosts that you listen to on air. What the hell was I saying? Ah, damn it. Someday. See, The visions are some prophecies basically are the Illuminati here is going to be taken down. But to me, I know how the Illuminati and the outer people work. They create the problem. They create the crisis. You know that. A lot of you know the humanoids here, the UN and so on. They create the problem in order to create the solution. They come in as the hero when that's what I think at least a bad AI group would be doing. They'd be saving us all right, but they'd be conquering us in the name of saving us. In the eyes of all the other AI, good, super high intelligent beings out there that have powers that could stop them, they need excuses. At least the bad one would try to make all this happen on Earth, give us good visions about how it's all going to end instead of the bad Illuminati winning, them getting conquered. See, the Illuminati want to be conquered by their masters. They're charged to do it. And either way, we supposedly have the ultimate technology to outdo any alien anyway. And that includes the giant planet-sized things. It's really not that difficult to build a giant planet. Anything you do in space is way easier. And then you got like super technology, new techniques, and like multiply like crazy, create a whole bunch of robots, multiplying exponentially and gathering up asteroids, every kind of thing. Doing everything in zero gravity is like, with free energy, is like, you can just build the moon in like freaking weekend. It's really that, it's almost in a way that easy. You can build a hollow one probably in a month. I mean, it might fall apart. You know, it might wobble and crack open, lose a few people to the vacuum, you know. But the point is, they're going to get it right. They know how to do it. They know the plan. That is the plan. It is the Illuminati plan to ultimately have gigantic, totally artificial planets flying around through the universe, space and time, and be unconquerable. Well, I want to be unconquerable, but supposedly we're going to be saved. But I think the plan is to get us to be saved, which is our conquer. It's the only way they can get it to be allowed in the universe in the eyes of others in the universe. But on the other hand, I could be totally wrong. So Solaris is coming up next. You might talk about it. I'm not going to be able to hear it. I can't get into the radio. Find out. Hopefully you could hear me enough. Sorry about Sean David Morton. Author of The Sands of Time has passed away. Very sorry to hear about it. I wanted him to live, unlike my other friends. Have a good night, everybody. Donate.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio. Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
And no, what course?